Hey, this is Rebecca, Program Manager for PARAX Radio Network. You're listening to Blood Noir Audio Drama on PARAX and Anchor.
This is Will the Thrill Vaharo, author of the Vic Valentine Private Eye series, A Mermaid Drowns in the Midnight Lounge, Freaks That Carry Your Luggage Up to the Room, and several other books you've never heard of or read. We're both listening to Blood Noir Podcast by Mark Slade on the PARAX Radio Network. Cheers.
Hi, I'm Cassie Rilinicki from Germany, and I'm the writer, creator, and voice actor for the upcoming audio drama Counterbalance. You can also find me in other audio dramas like The White Walled, where I star as the character Karina, and in a few other Blood Noir productions. And I'm listening to Blood Noir audio dramas, the ones I do not voice in, hopefully. Maybe sometimes also the ones I voice in, on PARAX Radio and Anchor. Enjoy!
Yes?
Oh, hi. My name is Hannah Bay. From the Gazette Times. The newspaper. You called us, remember?
Ah, yes, of course. Come inside, please. My name is Ordell Seether. I run this organization.
Yes, so you've said on the phone. A secret organization that has controlled all media and manipulated all history for more than 100 years. Look, I'm not big into conspiracy theories, so I'm having a hard time believing your claims.
And what claims were they?
Well, you said that you are a part of an organization calling themselves Wormwood Prophets Society, and you worship a godlike creature that has been slowly taking over humanity.
I said that? I do not believe I would say such a thing.
Look, you called me, mister. You made these crazy accusations. I have you on tape claiming you helped spin history. That you helped Hitler in World War II, the same time helping the Allies. I think it's baloney, but my editor sent me out here anyway.
Yes, I believe you are right. I did say those things.
You said you have proof that God exists.
Yes, yes I do. If you would step this way.
What the hell is that thing?
Drink in his beauty. Marvel at his intelligence.
Why is he in a tank of water?
Listen to the stories he spins. Believe the truths he tells.
I can't take my eyes off of it.
He is forever nameless to his people, but we call him Wormwood, and we are his prophets.
I can't take my eyes off of it.
Wormwood Prophets Society features stories by Mark Slade, Jason Norton, T. Fox Dunham, K.E. Moore, Phil Thomas, and D.W. Gillespie, with art by Chris L. Burke. This strange and bizarre anthology is published by Rogue Planet Press and can be found on Lulu.com and other outlets that sell books.
Blood Noir is a crime and horror anthology show. Stories about people caught in desperate times and only have one way out. Received this tape from a random stranger. But is it really random? Am I really a stranger? Or are we connected in some way to a web of lies and deceit? Possibly murder? You see, I hear things, see things. I know everything. To protect myself, I need these stories to be told.
What was that?
What?
I heard something.
Like what?
Like a gunshot.
There's no one else here.
You locked the door, right?
Yeah, I locked the door. Like you told me to do.
You set the alarm?
Yes, I set the alarm in case a customer comes in. Like you told me to do.
Dewey, put some clothes on.
I think everything is fine.
No, everything is not fine. Put some clothes on. I smell gun smoke. What the? Dewey! Dewey!
What?
Dewey!
I'm coming. I'm coming.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Let me help you up. Get yourself together, okay? Okay. Good. Now tell me. What's wrong? An intruder?
There is a severed hand holding a gun lying on Ben's desk! Strange artifacts. You know, like the original monkey's paw, or the nails used in Christ's crucifixion. Most of them were fake, or hoaxes. Ben doesn't seem to care. He came from a wealthy family, so he could afford these items that were mostly sold in underground auctions. But Ben also created a few of these antiques and opened his own New Age shop. I will say this. Ben is too close to his mother for my liking. Ben's mother is a flake who is a practicing witch. Hell, I could tell she was a witch when I first met her. I didn't need to be told she was one. She doesn't like me, and I don't like her. We get on famously. She considers me a gold digger. She wasn't far off the mark at first. Now, I have great respect for Ben. He loves me, and I care a lot for him. So the day he brought Dewey into our lives, I was not thrilled at all.
Mia. Mia. Hey, Mia.
What do you want, Ben?
Come out here, will you? I have someone for you to meet.
Ben, I was busy trying to hang that crazy banner your mother wanted. I already knew Dewey Cox. We go back a few years. He was a friend of my brother before he snitched on Jack to save his own hide. All I kept thinking was, oh no, Ben, anyone but...
My name's Dewey Cox. Pleased to meet you, ma'am.
Honey, shake the man's hand. He's gonna take over for old man Granger. I decided to get some younger blood in here.
That was a total lie. Ben caught the old man peeping on me while I was dressing. What Ben didn't know was the old man had paid me to do it. I thought, what the hell? He needed to get his rocks off too. Boy, Ben was angry. Smacked the poor old man around. The old man ran off, never came back for his last check.
Mia, wait. You've got to be friendlier than that.
Ben, it's okay. She's just letting me know who's boss.
She's been in a mood lately.
I'm sure you two need a night out. Go ahead and take the rest of the day off. I can handle things from here.
I don't know, Dewey. I really don't want to leave you alone in your first day.
It's no different than the antique stores I've worked at. Right?
Yeah, I guess so.
They're friends already? That was curious. I know I sound jealous, but I'm not. Ben and Dewey's interaction was a bit too familiar for two people who had just met. Days later, I let Dewey know I didn't want him around.
What's this?
A bus ticket.
I can see. It's a fucking bus ticket. What's it for?
For you. I want you out of here. I don't care where you go, but anywhere away from me and my husband.
If this has to do with your brother, I had nothing to do with him going to jail. The cops caught him red-handed.
It has to do with you having an angle, and I'm letting you know that I don't want you scamming Ben.
What about your scam?
Let go of my arm! What is wrong with you?
You don't love him. I can see the disdain in your eyes whenever you look at him.
That look is reserved for you. Get off me! Stop! Don't... Get off me! Stop! I don't... Touch me!
Just calm down, okay?
What the hell is going on? Dewey, a hand? A hand nobody connected to it!
Come here. That's right.
I can't take it.
Let me hold you.
This is... crazy! I can't take it!
Shh. It's going to be okay. Dewey is going to take care of you.
What the fuck?
Must have been the wind. That fucking thing stabbed me!
Dewey! Help me!
I'm lying here, bleeding to death, and you want me to save you? It's just a fucking severed hand! Throw that fishbowl on top of it. Oh, God. Oh, God, it hurts.
Oh, Dewey. Oh, God. You're losing a lot of blood. Here, let me wrap your foot in my blouse.
This is a weird question. How in the hell did Ben's severed hand get out of that chest?
Here's an even weirder question. How did Ben's severed hand come to life? We shouldn't be doing this.
That's what you said last time you snuck into my room. He didn't see you leave, did he?
Not a chance. Mr. Boring is sound asleep. I can't stand his snoring. I hate his puns. Nothing but bad jokes on pop culture. Don't even get me started on sex with him.
I thought you liked it with him. You even wanted to try.
Don't repeat it. Please. I said all of that in the heat of the moment. All of that was before you and I... Anyways. I love you, Dewey.
I know.
Don't stop holding me. I love you, Dewey.
I know you do. Yeah, Ben, pretty good. The beer's kind of flat, though.
The Whalers isn't exactly known for its beer and wine selection, buddy. I can safely say the only thing I like about this place is the seafood. Definitely not their choice of music, that's for sure. Oh, reggae music. It's not my cup of tea, I guess. And their idea for a restaurant with seafood, the name, the Whalers, because of, you know... Bob.
You don't have to explain the joke, Ben. We're not idiots.
Having a good time, Mia. How's the shrimp? Were the fries to your liking? How about the table? Under stars in the moonlight. The same moonlight dancing on you and Dewey's faces. Pretty romantic, isn't it?
It's pretty pathetic, just like your choice of words. You were never good at poetry.
Come on, Mia, you never liked poetry or romance. Just a good fuck satisfied you.
And when will you do that, Ben, darling? Satisfy me?
Whoa, you two. This flat beer is actually getting everyone wound up. I think it's in everyone's interest not to insult each other. Hang out instead. You know, have some laughs.
Shut up, Dewey. You're trying too hard as usual. I want to go home.
Mother, how are you?
Of course.
Oh, just out with Mia and her our friend, Dewey. Package. Oh, yes, the necklace. No, Mother, I'm not wearing it. Okay, yes, I will wear it at some point. I understand, Mother. Look, I'm sorry you had a nightmare about me, but no one is going to cut me into little pieces. I understand. I really do. Yes, the necklace will keep me from harm. Yes, Mother. Thank you for the necklace. Bye, Mother. God, that necklace is going in that trunk in the attic with the other crazy shit she sends me. My mother is batshit crazy. She believes those nutty dreams of hers. Carry the... Who is it?
It's me, Ben.
Mia, you know when I'm working on the finances, I have to have peace and quiet. That's why I lock the door.
Please, Ben. I need to talk to you. I'm sorry about our argument the other day. I'd like to make it up to you. In your office. I've been such a bad girl. I need you to correct me.
Okay. I'll unlock the door.
Hello, Ben! How are you?
Bandaged up. You should be okay now.
I've been having second thoughts about what we did.
Me too. I wish we hadn't done it.
I wonder where the rest of them is.
I don't really want to know. Let's leave.
No.
Why?
We have to get rid of the body parts. I'm not going to jail for murder.
Should have thought of that before you killed Ben.
You were right there with me.
Oh, God.
Shit. Don't open that door. Mia?
What if it's someone...
Mia?
Maybe...
Don't fucking open the door.
Maybe all of this is just a bad dream, and I'll wake up...
What the... A severed foot. Mia, look out! Ben's other hand!
This is just a dream. This is just a dream. Wake up, Mia! Wake up!
His other severed hand. Ben's other severed hand has a gun?
Wake.
We gotta get out of here.
Wake up. Wake
Mia,
up.
Mia, snap out of it. Let's grab the money and run.
Hey, Dewey, what's going on? Who's that man in the office with Ben?
That's Roland Vanders. He's a very rich man.
Is he now?
Yep. He's made his money in the tire business, making them, along with a specialty in shady land deals. He then bought out the local cable company, which merged with several cell phone companies.
Okay. So what's he doing here?
Roland Vanders is a very superstitious man. And for the last 2 months... Ben has fed into that superstition. Late night calls where his voice trails off. The phone line is full of static. Newspaper delivered with a headline that informs Vander his dead brother wants to contact him and let him know his death is coming for him.
Oh no! Ben sold him the Haitian Eye of Death, didn't he?
He sure did.
How much?
$6 million.
No way! Oh my God! Dewey!
No, don't come back for me. Mia, run! Run!
Oh, God. Dewey. Happened to Jack?
He resisted arrest.
I know that. What really happened?
He knew too much. The Scarlin family knew Jack was talking to the feds. They set up this robbery at the paper mill. How I knew it was a setup was no security was in place. What side of the building we were going to be at. The Scarlins owned all the cops on that side of Jersey anyway.
Did he resist arrest?
He wasn't given a chance to.
I've been having second thoughts.
I know.
Will you be mad if I want him back out?
No. Believe it or not, I actually like the guy.
I didn't expect this to happen.
I told you, I didn't steal that money.
You're such a liar. $3,000 just up and walks out of here. Oh, of course. In your pocket.
Ben, I wouldn't do that to you.
I want you out of here.
Ben, please.
Get out of here. No one steals from me.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Benny boy, you got it.
What? You don't have to say anything.
Benny,
I can see it in your eyes. You hate me for this.
Shit. He can tell. I knew it. Eventually my eyes and heart would betray me.
Hello!
Ben! How are you?
Mind if I get in the tub with you?
Yeah, it's a little bloody.
I put the rest of him in the trunk.
Okay. We'll take the trunk to Cabaldi Lake out in Baker County. Drop it in.
That's a long ways.
You buy the tickets?
Yep. Tokyo bound.
Where are you going?
Ben?
I was getting a little cramped in that trunk. Mia, dear, I had to get out of there. Good thing I found the rest of me.
I couldn't believe it. All of his body parts had reconnected to his torso. Except for his left arm, which was dragging itself across the floor, and the axe we killed him with! Oh, God! No! This is just a dream. This is just a dream.
You should leave, Mia. Before the axe falls.
Blood Noir, Episode 1, Sinners No Rain Can Wash Away, created by Mark Slade. Starred Emily Carpenter as Mia, Atticus Jackson as Dewey, Snake as Ben, and Pete Lutz as the Stranger. Credit narration by Sharon O. Bloomberg. Music by Carpenter's Notch and Audionautics.com. Written and directed by Mark Slade.
Three, two, one, zero.